If you want to start a good old-fashioned fight, get various members of different ecclesiastical communities. That's the correct way of talking about other churches, because there really aren't any other churches. There is one church, the Catholic Church, and the others are called ecclesial communities. But be that as it may, you want to start a good fight, say, who is the woman clothed in the sun from Revelation? And we Catholics will say, yes, it's the Blessed Virgin Mary. And the Protestants will roll their eyes and go, you Catholics, you're always seeing Mary everywhere. That's the church. And we as Catholics would say, it's the church too. It's both. We as Catholics, we have that great thing is we oftentimes can answer the question, not one or the other, but say it's both at the same time. Because it symbolizes both the Blessed Virgin Mary as well as the Church in her glory. The Second Vatican Council, following upon many of the fathers of the Church, says that the Blessed Virgin Mary is the eschatological sign of the Church in glory. Isn't that a wonderful bit of theological mumbo-jumbo? Eschatological sign of the Church in her glory. It means that the Blessed Virgin Mary in heaven is a sign of where the church is going and what the church will be like. The woman clothed in the sun in Revelation is most definitely the Virgin Mary. She is clothed in the sun, which means that she has the very glory of God within her. Now, that's certainly true of the Blessed Virgin, isn't it? For 9 months, she carried God himself within her womb. She gave to him his human nature. She has the 12 stars because she is the queen of the apostles. And she is also the fulfillment of many of the promises which God made to the children of Israel. 12 apostles, 12 tribes of Israel. She is clothed in the sun. And at the end of her earthly life, she is taken up body and soul into heaven. More about that in a minute. But it is also the church, because the church carries within her the very presence and the power of God. Doesn't mean that every member of the church does, but it does mean the church as a whole does. And when she is purified, and in glory in heaven, that will be said about her absolutely. The devil, the great red dragon, certainly attacked the Blessed Virgin, didn't he? Who do you think was whispering into the ears of King Herod? Why do you think she had to flee along with her son and with Joseph to Egypt to escape Herod? Time and time again, the devil tried to destroy her and to destroy her son. The devil still attacks the church, oftentimes with the help not of outside forces, but of people within her, even some who are supposed to be guarding her. Don't think for a moment that I'm not going to say anything about the stuff that's in the news. I will, but at the proper time, which won't be this weekend, but will be the weekend after. So just bear with me. If you think you're mad, I'm mad. You have no idea. But in any case, the devil's not going to be able to destroy the church because of the promise that God himself made. Thou art Peter, and upon this rock I shall build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against her. God will win. And the Blessed Virgin Mary was taken up, body and soul, at the end of her earthly life, into heaven. Now don't make the mistake of somehow thinking that her body was just prevented from being corrupted and somehow put in cold storage until the resurrection. It's not what happened. She experienced the fullness of the resurrection. As the first fruits of her son's victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil, and death itself. She sits in her glorified body at the right hand of her son, interceding for us. And boy, don't we need her intercessions and her example. And she is a great sign of hope for us who labor here below. She is the star of the sea. Because where she is going, if we are faithful to Christ and faithful to his teachings, if we live and die within his grace, what is said of her will be able to be said of us. In our flesh we shall see God, and we shall sit before him, judging nations and ruling over peoples. She is a great sign of hope. So no matter how dark the world seems, and some days it seems darker than others, she is our hope because of the light of her Son which shines through her. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.